Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, September 21st. And today's pod, it is the best one yet. Do you want to issue a correction to yesterday's pod, Jack?
Yesterday, Yetis, I told you we were going to the Dodgers game.
Yes, and what did you say, Jack?
I promised I was going to get fried food. What I always get at a baseball
game. You only get fried food at baseball games. The baseball games are your cheat zone, Jack.
But then someone recommended I get the Dodger dog.
Yeah, Jack got the Frankfurter. It was 1 foot fiesta.
I got the Los Angeles Dodgers Dogger dog, which was pretty much just a hot dog.
That thing was a flex, Jack. You owe us some fried food tonight, Yetis. You look fantastic. First story, what do we got for the show?
You're not crazy, Yetis. It's not just you. Music, all music, is getting shorter.
Artists are changing how they sing music because the audience has become the algorithm.
For our second story, it's the existential question of our time. Should you rent or should you buy?
Well, Jack and I got the answer. Renting is the
renting.
Answer.
You yeah, should rent.
It's renting. You should
and
be
our
renting.
Third and final story, we just found out about the worst job in America.
Besties, the biggest retail chain in the country, has the worst job in America.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
I mean, what a fantastic mix for the new Friday, Jack.
This is a great mix. But Nick, the biggest thing stopping you from your Starbucks coffee this morning.
Yetis, it's not the 1,200 calories or the double-digit price.
It's the time.
It's the wait.
It's, I have to get out of here. Can you please just give me that coffee? Yetis, Bloomberg reporting just confirmed what we've all been feeling.
Starbucks is taking forever to make that macchiato.
That's right. The average time to make a Starbucks coffee has reached an all-time high.
Get this. For more than a third of Starbucks orders, it's taking them 5 minutes to prepare.
Because the orders are just too complex.
That is an all-time high.
For just a latte at Starbucks, there are 383 billion possible ways you can order it.
I'm sorry, sit down, stand up, and sit back down on the table again. Jack, what was that number?
Well, since there are 19 different variables to each latte order,
yes,
according to math, there's 338 billion different possible Starbucks lattes.
Now, Yetis, we should clarify a couple things here. If you are ordering a tall coffee black with room,
you're not the problem.
But if you are ordering a venti mocha half calf with unsweetened oat milk, coconut Splenda, a chai pump, and drink the mocha drizzle.
Then yeah, you're the problem.
That's a real potential order, no joke.
So Yetis, if you're waiting in line right now.
Besties, if you are waiting for your misspelled name to be announced.
Don't blame the barista for your wait.
Blame the guy in front of you who just ordered the blended hibiscus nitro refresher.
Yeah, do less, guy in front of me. Do less.
To quote Henry Ford, you can have your coffee in any color you want.
As long as it's in black.
I said half-calf with the mocha drizzle. Jack, let's hit our three stories.
I think you're more likely to be the problem than me, by the way.
I ordered four stories. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. For our first story, yes, Yetis, yes. Today's music is shorter than the music from the past.
Yep, Spotify and music streaming have literally changed the sound of music.
Call Captain Von Trapp. The hills are alive.
The hills are alive.
With shorter music, Jack. But Jack, to hit this story properly, can we travel back in time, 1972, way before we were born?
In 1972, the Temptations won 3 Grammys and had the Billboard number 1 with this track.
What was it?
Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
We would play it for you, besties, but we'd get sued. Now, here's the interesting thing about that track. It's 7 minutes long.
That's pretty long. But what was also crazy about that song is there wasn't a single word until a minute and 57 seconds into the track.
It took them 2 minutes before they started speaking. It was just like guitars, drums, horns, and a whole lot of funk for 2 minutes in the song.
It was still a fantastic track. Nick and I were listening to it before the show.
We love this song.
But that top song from 50 years ago would never get produced today.
And why is that, Jack?
Because today, the average song has shrank down to under 4 minutes.
Can you sprinkle on a little more context, Jack?
That's down 30 seconds from the year 2000.
Get this, Yetis. Let's look at Beyonce's Cuff It.
3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Ed Sheeran's Afterglow.
3 minutes and 19 seconds.
Olivia Rodrigo's masterpiece, Bad Idea.
These hit songs are short. That one's just 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yetis, nearly 2 out of 3 songs that hit number one in 2021 were less than 3 minutes long.
That is really short.
And that's not a song. That's a paragraph.
That's a song that starts with a 2 at the beginning. Really short song.
That's awkward.
So we gotta ask the question, why are artists shortening their songs?
And what is the answer, Jack?
The Spotify algorithm.
Yetis, the business model of streaming has literally changed the beat.
According to Wall Street Journal reporting, streaming platforms punish and reward songs depending on 2 key metrics.
Okay, here's the first metric. It's called the skip rate. And that's how often people skip to the next song within the first 30 seconds.
So if you're listening to a track for only 29 seconds before pushing next,
then that counts as a skip and the artist doesn't get paid.
If you listen for 29 and a half seconds, they don't round up.
That's a skip too. So Spotify will not recommend that song.
Only if the song is listened to for 30 seconds does it count as a play and does the artist get paid.
And here's where things get kind of funky, Yeti.
That phenomenon has caused musicians to move the best part of the song, the chorus,
best part,
up into the first 30 seconds to get you to keep listening.
To make you listen to the first 30 seconds so they get paid, they've moved the chorus into the first 30 seconds.
So Ed Sheeran is serenading us with an Afterglow chorus 20 seconds into the song. It's like, whoa, that was quick.
And our buddy Olivia Rodrigo is dropping a vocal climax like in the intro beat.
So the 30-second skip rate rule is one reason music is shorter today.
Okay, but there's another one, isn't there, Jack?
The other reason is non-complete herds.
Okay, here's what that is, Yetis. If you don't listen to an entire track, then Spotify actually punishes the artist.
So artists are just finishing early. They're ending before you have the chance to push skip.
For example, Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I Will Always Love You. I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, let's get right to it, Whitney. Jack, take it to the bridge. What is the takeaway for our buddies over at Spotify and all streaming?
Artists don't just play for fans. They have to play for algorithms too.
Here's the crazy thing, besties. It's not just musicians who are changing their music, their content, to score points with an algorithm.
It's all digital content whose viewership depends on an algorithm.
For example, have you noticed those long dinner recipes you read online when you're just trying to make a meal?
How long does it take to bake a chicken? You have to read 2,000 words before you get the answer.
The recipes are long because that's what wins Google's search algorithm.
Or have you checked out YouTube recently?
Yeah.
The crazy face of the host on the thumbnail?
Well, those faces are crazy by creators because they want to satisfy YouTube's algorithm.
Now, tech platforms would argue that their algorithms reflect what consumers want based on what consumers are clicking, viewing, and their watch time.
But Jack and I don't remember filling out any surveys about wanting 2-minute and 10-second songs.
No, I don't want a 2-minute, 10-second song.
Yetis, the Temptations, they could afford 7 minutes of funk back in the day.
But artists today can't because they are playing for the algorithm too.
For our second story, if you're wondering whether to rent or to buy a new home, Jack and I have the answer.
The winner right now is renting.
It is.
We did the math.
We did.
And yes, we will show you our work.
Oh, Professor, have we got the numbers.
But Yetis, yesterday, America's central bank announced their interest rate policy at a big meeting.
It is a big meeting, Jack.
Yetis, inflation has cooled off significantly, so the Fed decided yesterday not to raise interest rates.
The benchmark interest rate, which is the cost of borrowing money, it's going to remain at a lofty 5.25%.
And the Fed said it thinks it'll keep rates at this high level through at least the end of next year.
Another year of brutally high interest rates to make sure that inflation is really dead, that the dragon has been slayed.
Now, you know what that means, Nick.
Oh, that means something big, Jack.
If you're thinking about buying a home right now, you're not happy.
If you are scrolling Zillow right now, you are not necessarily having as much fun as you used to.
Because the interest rate on a 30-year mortgage is nearly 8%.
Jack, can you sprinkle in a little more context,
that
please?
Mortgage rate is nearly triple as high as it was 3 years ago.
That's not pretty. But you know what, Yetis? It's also a double whammy.
Because the prices of homes are also up in the last 3 years.
Yeah, they're up 23%. It's a penthouse problem.
So the cool condo you're looking at on Zillow right now,
yes, Jack?
It's not 23% more expensive.
The one with the backyard.
You also have to pay more on interest for the mortgage you have to
take
out.
And that doesn't even include a porch with a view.
If you add it all up, which we did, actually.
Yes, we did
it for you.
I'm going to show you the math.
The result is a doubling of the average mortgage monthly payment.
Yetis, we repeat, if you're trying to buy a home right now, the price to do that has doubled in 3 years.
The average mortgage payment for an average house in America right now is $3,000.
I mean, Jack, I'm going to look at my spending. Even if you cut out the lattes, even if you swore off the avocado toast, it's still really hard to afford those numbers.
That's really expensive. And of course, it's way more expensive in our most expensive cities.
What we're saying, besties, early takeaway, get the latte. It's fine.
But Nick, all of what we just said is the price to own a home.
I see where you're going with this.
What about the price to rent a home?
Well, that sounds like our takeaway, Jack. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are anyone in the housing market, anyone who's just going to live somewhere?
Anyone who wants a roof over their head?
Yeah, let's go with that.
There is nothing wrong with renting.
Yes.
Especially right now.
Look, Yetis, it's Jack and Nick here. Everyone feels a pressure to buy real estate. We've been there. It feels like it's the grown-up thing to do.
If you're trying to buy a home right now, renting or buying, that's the huge question you're facing.
But Jack and I come with a solution, Yetis. And that solution is rent.
Renting. It may be more financially responsible right now than ever before.
Because the average rent in the United States over the past 3 years, it's only up 18%.
But the average mortgage payment is up over 100%.
So Yetis, it feels backwards, but current homeowners who are looking to move could be better off going back to renting.
Because high interest rates haven't affected the rental market.
Full disclosure, this is Nick, and this is exactly what we just did. Like, we bought a home. We owned a home.
You went back to renting.
Molly and I have now moved into a new place.
You needed a bigger place because you had a kid. You went back to renting.
And honestly, it feels liberating.
It was the best decision you've made,
right? We're so happy we didn't buy a new place.
Yetis, eventually interest rates should come down. And if they don't, home prices will come down. And then you can buy a home again.
But in the meantime, renting is beating buying.
And there's nothing wrong with renting.
Nothing wrong with it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Eddie's, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Eddie's, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
For our third and final story, Bloomberg just discovered the worst job in America.
Dollar General has become America's biggest store, period, and its worst job, period.
Dot, 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 Jack.
Yeah. Yeti, we don't typically begin a story by sprinkling on context
but
right
Jack,
away.
Can you?
These numbers tell the big story.
Yeah. America's biggest retail chain. What is it, Jack?
It's not Wendy's. It's not Subway. It's not Target.
And it's not even Dippin' Dots.
It's Dollar General.
Yeah. The $26 billion discount chain. Dollar General. Pretty straightforward business.
$1 for a roll of duct tape.
Yeah.
$1 for a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
$1 for a roll of lip gloss. Dollar General has 19,000 locations across 47 states in
the
U.S.
This, Yetis, those 19,000 Dollar General stores is more than McDonald's and Walmart combined.
America continues to become dollar storified.
Get this. One third of all stores opened in America in 2021 and 2022.
One third of all the stores was dollar stores.
So Yetis, you may not shop at a Dollar General store, but Dollar General is arguably the most important chain in America.
And according to Bloomberg reporting, working at Dollar General is the worst job in America.
Yetis, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style to this report, and the scene at Dollar General has gotten ugly.
In Oklahoma, one Dollar General store had a family of blackbirds living up on the top shelf in one aisle.
Okay, that's not the only problem. Those blackbirds, they kept on pooping on stuff, but then corporate wouldn't do anything about it because they said the blackbirds weren't stealing stuff.
In Mississippi, one Dollar General had a rat infestation for over a year.
Oh, and the ice cream just kept on melting because they didn't fix the freezer for months.
Every aisle at a Dollar General, according to this article, looks like it was just hit with an earthquake.
Is the ice cream not even sacred?
Items are falling off the shelves and there's just boxes everywhere.
Jack, can you talk about the Christmas situation with the trees?
Dollar General corporate doesn't have room for Christmas decorations in their warehouses, so they pushed them into the stores already and they're just like blocking the hallways.
Aisle 6 is just a bunch of Christmas stuff in the hottest month of the year.
Now, OSHA, which looks out for workplace violations, has fined Dollar General $25 million over the last few years.
Dollar General got fined a whopping $9 million just last year for all this stuff.
But worst of all for people who have to work in those stores is the pay.
After all of that, everything Jack and I just mentioned, the majority of Dollar General workers are paid just $12 an hour or less.
That's lower than just about any company we cover on this show.
And that is why it's the worst job in America. But Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Dollar General?
Some justice is coming to Dollar General.
Justice. Yetis, for years, Dollar General stock, it boomed as it rapidly expanded to low-income corners across the country.
But even Wall Street is saying enough is enough.
The stock of Dollar General, it's actually down 50% in just the past year.
That's partially because Dollar General's cash-strapped consumers are struggling with inflation.
But
right
it's
now.
Also because the company is glaringly mismanaged and poorly run, and it's starting to hurt them.
Guess what? 70 communities have rejected the opening of new Dollar Generals because their reputation's gotten so bad.
70 places just said no to Dollar General.
And in response to all the pressure, Dollar General just promised $150 million to add more workers and give stores the help that they need.
But in the meantime, Dollar General has neglected its workers, its stores, and its customers.
And now some justice is coming to Dollar General.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Spotify and other music streamers are literally changing how music gets made.
Artists, they can't just play for fans anymore. Now, they play for the algorithm too.
For our second story, the Fed plans to keep interest rates high through the end of 2024.
We're going to buy a house. Renting? It may be the move.
And our third and final story is Dollar General. It's the biggest retailer in America and has the worst job in America.
But some justice is finally coming to this awfully run business.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, H&M, the fast fashion icon, is the latest company to start charging for your online returns of that cute top.
$2 fee for every e-commerce return.
Your move, Zara. Your move. And second, we just got another IPO on Wall Street. Klaviyo, a software provider for marketers.
It began trading on the New York Stock Exchange. It jumped 9%. And IPOs are back.
And finally, according to a Morning Consult poll, more than half of Gen Z wants to become an influencer if given the chance.
Gen Z has become influenced by the influencers to influence.
Yeah. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jared Kaiser from lovely Clinton, Indiana.
566 new words were just added to the dictionary.
Yeah, dictionary.com has added some keywords that you've been saying.
Because the English language is an evolving body.
First, chatbot is now a word in the dictionary.
Yeah, ChatGPT. Thanks for adding a word.
Second, Blursday is now in the dictionary.
Because Thursday and Friday have officially blurred.
Nepo baby is now
celebs whose parents are also celebs.
And finally, this is our favorite, sleep debt.
When you should have got 8 hours of sleep, but you only got 6.
You owe us 2 hours of sleep.
A synonym of sleep debt
is
just taking a nap.
And that'll help you hit a sleep surplus.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Toss that in dictionary.com. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And remember, if you started this podcast by ordering a Starbucks coffee, your order should be ready in like 2 minutes.
Unless you ordered a simple black with rim.
Orange mocha frappuccino, we're looking at you.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, happy birthday to Yeti Aaron Tucker, the CPA who's celebrating down in Houston.
Happy birthday to Cadence Richardson in Douglasville, Georgia.
And Tracy Emery is turning 60 while rooting for Notre Dame.
Happy birthday to Antonio and Diego Ramos, twin brothers turning 7 in Golden, Colorado.
And Maverick Shields, we see you turning 9 in Kaysville, Utah.
Happy birthday to Josiah in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
And Bree Menaker, celebrate that birthday down in Austin, Texas.
Congratulations to Alyssa and Jackson Hufford, who are getting married in Costa Mesa, California.
Guys, that new venue you got, it is the best one yet.
And congratulations to Billy Schoen from Philadelphia, who just completed his first Ironman.
And Tom Snyder just got a new job promotion at Sam Cart down in Austin.
And congratulations to Losey, who's getting her degree at Wharton and just released a new original song. Cheers.
Here's what we love about the song. She made it for her audience, not the algorithm.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Spotify.
I said half calf with the mocha drizzle.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.